The proposed measures most likely to make the ballot are the constitutional amendment to legalize abortion, the constitutional amendment to establish open primaries, and the initiative measure to eliminate South Dakota's sales tax on groceries. Legal challenges could still impact ballot access. The 2024 ballot will also include a legislative resolution from the 2023 session, a proposal to change outdated mail-only references to South Dakota's governor and other officials in the state constitution. Lawmakers also passed a Senate joint resolution during the current session, an effort to amend the Constitution to oppose work requirements for Medicaid eligibility. That means 5 or 6 ballot questions will be put to voters in the general election on November 5th. That's on par with the average number qualifying for on-cycle South Dakota ballots since 2000. The highest number of certified ballot measures during that period were 11 in 2006 and 10 in 2016. The number of verified signatures needed to qualify initiated measures for the ballot is 17,508, which represents 5% of the total vote for governor in the last gubernatorial election. Constitutional amendments require 35,017, which is 10%. For South Dakota News Watch, I'm Stu Whitney.